Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Talkback time with Smithy. Call now 0800 150 811.
Right, we've asked for your calls and they're coming in good numbers too. And it's Cliff from Dunedin first up. Cliffy, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Smithy. I think that the security in these grounds is just not up to it anymore. I think you need more police. I don't mean you need 100 policemen like the Springbok days, but they need more policemen working around the areas where they can come on, you know, in front. Some of the security people I have, they're not even, you know, they are trained to an extent, but they're just all shapes and sizes, dressed up on the sideline. And these guys just want to tease them and see if they can run and who can chase me. But if you announce at the start of the game that anyone that goes on the pitch will be arrested by the police, and people can see the police there, fellas walking around, that you'll go in the tank outside and you'll be taken down to the station, that'll put the idea off as more than just leaving it to, you know, how it can run on the day. What do you reckon?
Look, I totally agree, Cliff. There's got to be more ramifications for this. Otherwise, there won't be a big enough deterrent. They'll keep doing it. I mean, you know, they gave, apparently, I just heard from Kevin Murphy, some of these kids were youths, so they fall under a different bracket, apparently, to adults. I don't see that, to be perfectly honest. That's one body going on there. It's motivated. I don't care how old that body is, to be honest. And they give them a ride home? What? Give them a ride home as well?
They take the KFC and feed them or something before. You know, this is sort of crazy ideas that it is now. But, you know, there's got to be firmness right at the start. They've got to be told if anyone goes on, they're arrested and they'll be dealt with by the police that are there. Not just on the shouldered by a security guy, taken away and then basically given a piece of paper saying you're not allowed to come back here for a period of time, and then, you know, they just laugh at that, and it is a laugh. But you're talking about that, the cricket, you know, like you say, Fleming and Dhoni, just amazing. You know, they're just building on, they know how to play that game, and they know what teams to front up, who they put out there, and they're a great team. And, you know, it's a shame for him doesn't come back and get involved in our game, but, you know, he's earning too much money for us to peg him. And why would you? You know, you could work 3 or 4 months of the year and never work the rest of it. So,
yeah, it's good for your golf game, I can tell you that, if you keep on winning the IPL, I promise you, Cliffy. Thank you very much for your call. Let's go to Mikey, I think, from Christchurch. Mikey, good morning.
Oh, hi, Smithy. Hey, look, I think this thing's been going on for such a long time, and it's not just pitch invaders. We bemoan the fact that we can't, you know, there's fun place at stadiums and we can treat a lot of children and you can only have so many beers and whatever. But I think their hands have been forced over the years. I mean, I've been going to the cricket, particularly one day, as for as long as I can remember. And inevitably, after 4 hours or so, there's just a group of idiots who think that drinking as much as you can is the way to go at a cricket game. Ruin it for everybody around them. They tell you they're only having fun, but their fun is ruining it for so many other people's fun that it's almost got to the point where, you know, with the incredible coverage you have on TV and stuff, and I'm getting a lot older now, it's just like, I'll stay at home, beers are in the fridge, no one's annoying me, you can have a couple of mates around, easy peasy, because you get these fools who kind of ruin the whole atmosphere for everybody, and it is the minority. But it's just a damn shame. Damn shame.
There was a policy, and you will notice that, Mikey, that television companies do not show Who the Wallace actors on, they go away to other things. They go to highlights packages or they go to other things. I'd be seriously thinking about having an agreement saying, like, let's at least show their faces after the, once they're hauling them off, let's get cameras on them and show their faces. You know, you're not highlighting the act, but you're highlighting the perpetrator of the act, and you're making it very, very public for all to see who the idiots are that are ruining it for the majority. And I think there might come to a point, when that happens. And I wouldn't begrudge that at all. I wouldn't begrudge it because you're not highlighting anything positive. You're showing something extremely negative, extremely negative. Mikey, thanks very much for your call. Totally agree. The sentiments are unanimous, really, I think, anyway. Joey, good morning, Joey from Auckland.
Yeah, g'day, Smithy. You name and shame them, Smithy, you know, like you said, and I agree with you. Put the cameras on them, name and shame them, find them 10 grand. This doesn't happen. It seems to be happening in New Zealand more than anywhere else. It doesn't seem to happen in Australia anymore because they get fined 10 grand. You know, if you name and shame them, and I'd like to find out, if you could, Smithy, whether how many of them were actually from Hawke's Bay. Because, you know, Hawke's Bay gets tended with this a little bit. And look, as I said in my text yesterday, there's fantastic people in Hawke's Bay. 95% of the people in Hawke's Bay are lovely people, just like 95% of Kiwis are lovely. You get these dickheads that think they can run out on the, and they think it's a big joke. Oh, it's fantastic. You know, if you name and shame them and actually took photos of them and put them in the, say, the local pub or whatever, wherever, in the local food, you know, wherever you go, whatever, and do it like that and find them 10 grand, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it, Smithy. You know, I feel sorry for you guys down there because that week was fantastic for you down there. Even the Broncos and all that said that. And then for these guys to do this, it may affect the neck, you know, you guys having another game down there. And that's really sad for all the real good people that come from there.
You're absolutely right, Joey. Yeah, it has ruined it. They won't be back here in a hurry. NRL will make sure of that. Even if the Warriors were hell-bent on saying we need to go back there and because the rest of it was absolutely fantastic, it doesn't matter. The NRL will rule on that, and that's an easy one for Cameron George and that to work through. They just won't want to come back here. They're going to Hamilton, I think, later in the season. All eyes on Hamilton. We'll take a short break. When we come back, Paul from Northland's waiting for us, another couple of callers as well. We'll try to fit you all in. Thank you very much. 9:47 here on SENZ. Patience is a virtue, and Paul from Northland has plenty of it. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Smitty. Just on the Origin quickly, I was listening to that promo, the Origin. I just can't help but feel with the Origin. It's such a shame, you know. It used to be basically a trial for the Kangaroos. You know, it was the best players, Australian players, who wanted to wear the green and gold. But now it's just become, you know, you've got players from all sorts, representing Samoa and all sorts of other things going on, and you've even got a Tevita Pangai Jr. who said he supported Queensland, now he's playing for the Blues. It's just a shame. It's become a bit of a joke, to be honest.
It's a hell of a spectacle, though, you know, and that, of course, is what makes it so popular, isn't it, Paul? I get where you're coming from in that regard, but International League, I mean, it's higher up the pecking order than International League itself, isn't it?
Oh, people say that, but, you know, I've heard a lot of players, the prestige of a Kangaroo jersey, I think a lot of them are saying that it holds more. I mean, it'd be interesting to see if those Origin players weren't paid $30,000 for a game, how many would put their hand up. Well, that's another topic. Now, I heard you say last week that you that was your first NRL game. I just wanted to see, what you thought.
Thought it was fantastic. I absolutely do. Been a lot of sport over the years, mainly rugby and cricket, as you well know, but I thought it was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I was sort of at a corner position, so I wasn't side on, but you're able to see gaps, you're able to see, you know, the way the game crossed the field, etc., looking for those opportunities, the kicking game, etc. I thought it was fantastic. I really did. I'd go again tomorrow. I'd love to go to Mount Smart and cop the atmosphere there. cop the respect of the fans there. And you know, I'd have no qualms at all about driving up there this Saturday night and going to another game. It wouldn't worry me at all, apart from the fact that my son's getting engaged on Saturday. So that probably won't happen. But any time after that, Paul, absolutely fantastic. I appreciate your call. And I get your sentiments too about that green jersey. But I think the ratings will be very, very high tomorrow night. State of Origin 1 in Adelaide. Bernard from Canterbury. Good morning to you, sir.
G'day, how are you? you're right about the humiliation of these guys on your pitch invaders. And do you remember Trent from Racetrack about a year or two back? There was a chap ran out onto the track and all the horses were coming home and they dodged him, they missed him. And he turned around and waved to the crowd. Well, that fella should have been grabbed, knowing who he was, and taken around every race course every Saturday and had him in the old stocks. And just show everybody that this is the guy that ran out on that racetrack that day. And the same should be happening with these young fellas. Grab them. You know, you've caught them, so hang on to them. You know where they are. And then just parade them every bloody game, wherever you are. Anyway, I suppose that's old hat, but that's the way I feel.
Well, Bernard, you and I are both old enough to remember the days of the stocks, really, aren't we? I mean, we probably didn't live in them, but they weren't too far removed from us when you deprived the public or where you stole or anything of that nature. They put you on show in the village square in stocks. And people would come and throw rotten apples and fruit at them and just abuse the hell out of them and make them think twice about doing it again. Of course, those days are long gone where you can publicly humiliate people. And probably, I would imagine, because, you know, we're very happy here to name these idiots if people wanted to know. I've just got a text in to say... Police will use the Privacy Act so people can't be named and shamed. Victims cop it, perpetrators get off. It's like in our court system. Absolutely right. You're dead right. Bernard, thank you very much for your call and waiting as well. Outstanding.